give something away, but this year I wasn't going to try too hard because I couldn't shop anywhere. And but my daughter Joy made some gifts for the ladies, and I'll pass them out in just a minute. But I appreciate the ladies of our church, and we do more than celebrate the mamas, we celebrate ladies, amen. And ladies are precious in our sight. And if we don't believe that, we need to take a better look at it. Hallelujah. So I got a little video that we're going to do. I also want to tell you that everything's been sanitized in this church. We got some hospital-grade sanitizer, and everything's been sprayed. I don't think you have to worry. The state says to wear these things, and I hate them. They fog my glasses. But we're going to take the precautions we need to take and be safe, okay? God bless us. We do our part, and God do the rest of it, right? Amen. Amen.
And he did it really good, because me with claustrophobia, I was like, okay, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as I got a fan, I don't do too bad. Every now and again, I have to pull it down and pull it up. But yeah. I warned my bosses, but I just want to thank God that I haven't went in to like a real bad...
Right, panic attack or something, yeah. Amen. Brother Glenn, you have something? That's right. You ladies get by with a little less attention. Yeah. Well, let's see this video here, and then I'll pass out the little gift. Hallelujah. That kind of tickled me, so I thought. These are little air fresheners. Yeah, on the tag, the scent they are is on the back, and Joy made these for all you ladies. And you hang them from your car mirror and let your car smell real nice. Oh, yeah, your closet. Hallelujah. No, you can't have one, Ellen.
That was the next month.
Yeah, next month, that one.
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
You want one, baby?
No, we have.
You have some?
Vivian.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vivian. Good night. that night. Shame on me. Yeah.
Hiding back here.
No purple one. There's a dark purple there. Yeah, dark purple there. Whatever you want. It kind of goes with your blouse, that pink one. Okay, all right. Hard choice. Thank you. Is everybody okay? Everybody's family okay? Wow. Anybody want to hear the latest statistics? Probably not. This is as of this morning. Texas has a 2.8% fatality rate. Galveston County's got a 4.3, and the U.S. has a 5.9%. Praise God we're in Texas. I was going to preach a Mother's Day message, but I can't. Here's Kathleen. Oh, I need to take this off, yeah, so I can talk. Hi, Kathleen. Happy Mama's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'll get her one at the end. I have to talk a little bit about this virus and what I've seen, and I don't want to make this a negative experience, but I want us to see that we have to rely on the Lord. Amen? Okay. In Texas, we've had 1,066 deaths. Galveston's had 29, and of course, in the United States is right at 80,000 deaths as of this morning. That's just a lot. And I say that because I'm going to give you a couple other statistics in this message, but it's just a lot of people. And my heart just goes for their family. And just so much sorrow right now that I know God can speak to these people, these families. You know, it's a God moment when you lose a loved one to for God to come and provide the comfort, the love, the care you need. And it's my prayer that through things like that, that revival will set in, that God will be seen. Some of the demonstrations we see right now are anything but godly. But behind it all, I think that God can do a work in the United States right now and in the world. The world has really suffered through this. But let's get into the Word, and let's go to Psalm 91 a minute and read some verses in there. I appreciate those of you that have come out today. And it's my hope God will bless you real big. Psalm 91, I'm going to start with verse 1.
Amen.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Let's pray together just a minute. Father, we love you and we give you glory and praise for today. Thank you for Mother's Day, and Lord, I pray that the families of our church will be able to celebrate a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you for these ladies. Thank you for the faith they have. Thank you for the way they carry themselves in humility. They're beautiful, Lord. You've made them that way. And Lord, I pray right now that they're blessed today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, take these few minutes and speak to us. Speak into our hearts, Lord. Let us hear from you. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I have to go back a little bit to the beginning of this because I've never seen anything like it. I got to share my thoughts with you about this virus terror and express my dismay about the response of many. Shelf after shelf that was filled with toilet paper just a few weeks ago are now empty. They're gone. They're still gone. It's still gone, and they can't even get restocked. It's almost a phenomenon. Did the manufacturers, the toilet paper, shut down? Something must have happened. Now, what's really amazing is not that the toilet paper shelves are empty, but at the same time, many of the meat coolers have had plenty of beef and pork and chicken. It's like people are more afraid of not being able to do what they do with toilet paper than they are of not eating. Did you know that a large percentage of the world doesn't even use toilet paper? I think we can get by. What a day we're living in. What a day. It's truly unprecedented. Paranoia, fear, anxiety, and terror. Should we throw caution to the wind? Should we throw common sense to the wind and go wild? Absolutely not. But it makes me wonder if anyone is trusting the Lord right now. Is there a virus? Yes. Is it deadly? Yes. Are we going to be affected by it? Yes. Will we or someone we know die from it? It's very possible. Does that mean that God is no longer on the throne? Absolutely not. What's important at the moment is we put some things in perspective. According to the CDC, there were over 500,000 seasonal flu hospitalizations during the past flu season. There have been tens of thousands of deaths, not from coronavirus, but from the same seasonal common flu. If that isn't enough, Google said over 606,880 people died of cancer in the U.S. this past year. Saints, we must admit that there is constant threats to our health and well-being, but does that mean God is not in control? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. God is God all the time, regardless of the circumstances. Amen. So allow me to give you a few more bits of information you may not be aware of. Over 40,000 people die in automobile accidents every year. In addition, 20 to 50 million people are disabled or injured in those car accidents. More than half of the road traffic deaths occur among young adults ages 15 to 44. So do we tell our kids they can't drive till they're 45? Amen? No, we give them the keys, we give them prayer, and we trust that God will serve us well and take care of our children, right? Amen? So is the flu dangerous? Yes. Is COVID-19 dangerous? Yes. Is driving a car dangerous? Yes. Is cancer dangerous? Yes. Amen. Psalm 91:5, we just read it. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Listen, folks, the trouble, dangers, and crisis we face are all part of this cursed world in which you and I live. Amen. And that's why Father God sent us a Redeemer. He sent a Savior named Jesus Christ, and we can all shout hallelujah for that. Amen. Amen. When the world shudders in fear, God's people can rejoice in the God of their salvation. Let me repeat that. When the world shudders in fear, God's people can rejoice in the God of their salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. People should have far more concerns than running out of toilet paper. Where is our faith in God? Where is the trust for His provision? Where is our confidence in His ability to bless us even in the midst of a pandemic? What have we been listening to lately? Has our focus been on all the negative news, or are we tuned in to the Word of the Lord? How many years have we been attending church services? How many messages have we heard? How many Bible studies? Hundreds? Thousands? What are the themes? The underlying themes of all of these messages. Anybody have a clue?
Trust God.
Trust God. Trust God. He is in control, right? He's in control. He loves you. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for your life, amen? That nothing is going to separate you from Him. Hallelujah. Nothing. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And then he says in verse 37 through 39, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Verse 39, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have we forgotten about the story of the widow who thought she and her son was about to starve to death? The story is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 8. Did we forget about the handful of meal and the little oil in a cruse? Even though this woman thought she might starve, she kept listening to the voice of God. Consequently, that handful of meal and that cruse of oil never ran out. It never ran out. It just kept multiplying and multiplying. And who multiplied it? Amen? Who multiplied it? Amen. Do you and I have the faith to believe God despite the circumstances, despite the inconvenience, despite the lack, despite the threat of coronavirus? Faith is identified as trust and confidence in your Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
In your Lord and Savior. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All your need in all your need, all your need. All your need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He can even provide toilet paper. What do you have need for today? What do you have need for? What are you trusting God to provide? Now, I'm not just preaching this message because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm preaching this message because there are actually much more horrifying problems than a virus. Amen. Which means we need God to move in our world, our nation, and our daily lives to heal, to protect us from Satan's constant bombardment of evil that is aimed at destroying our country, our families, our churches, our very soul. Amen. For centuries, Satan has plotted against God and his church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, I know you've heard this phrase I'm about to say many times. If you've read the Bible, you've heard this phrase. And it's, "Thus saith the Lord." Thus saith the Lord. Actually, this phrase is spoken hundreds of times in the King James Version. Typically, it's followed by the Lord's directions and promises. I hope you're listening to him speak when he says, "Thus saith the Lord." There's a spirit out there drowning out God's message of hope. Are you listening to the enemy, or are you hearing the voice of the one who created all things and holds all things together by the power of his word, the one who saved humanity in the ark, the one who anointed David to be king, the one who gave Samson his strength and Solomon his wisdom, the one who brought Joseph to a place of prominence, the one who parted the Red Sea, the one who gave the promised land to his children, the one who fed 5,000, the one who walked on the water, the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, the one who healed lepers and gave sight to the blind and opened deaf ears, the one who died and rose again, the one who is well able to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Listen, folks, God is still God, and the church is still the church. Amen. We're the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just take a minute. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise him, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. You and I were bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was our sin nailed to his cross, but so was our sickness, our disease, and our infirmities. Folks, if we can trust him with our sin, we can trust him with our sickness, and that includes COVID-19 or any other evil attack from the pits of hell. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 said, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Hallelujah. Do you believe that today?
Yes.
I want you to believe that when you leave this place today, believe that Jesus took this sickness from you and nailed it to the tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you trusting that the stripes that were laid on the back of Jesus still have the power to heal? In Psalm chapter 20, verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Hallelujah.
We'll remember the name of the Lord our God. Do you believe that His name still reigns supreme?
Yes.
It does. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I might have King James here, and that's New King James, I'm sure. The answer for us and for everyone lies in the name above all names. The authority above all authorities. The power above all powers. There is hope in no other name, folks. No other name. There is salvation in no other name. While nations tremble, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Amen. He is still the one to whom the kings and the presidents around the world will bow.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's still the ones with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. What a wonderful, powerful God He is. What an amazing God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have you dealt with some kind of anxiety? Are you fearful today? What are you afraid of? Catching the coronavirus? Having loved ones become ill with the virus, loss of a job or financial problems, the next crisis, being injured in a car wreck or suffering with some disease. Yes, we should be concerned about these things. We should take precautions to protect ourselves. The threat is out there and it's real. But understand, your worry and your fear does not negate God's power and authority over all disease, sickness, famine, and peril. Excuse me, peril. Again, Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Saints, the Creator and Sustainer of all life is well able to care for you. Well able. Brothers and sisters, please do not let the present frenzy rob you of your peace of God. It seems that people are even worried about worry. They are cleaning out the supermarkets because they are worried that other people's worry will cause our supermarkets to run low on food and essentials. So they're stocking up. But they're not stocking up, they're hoarding. They're hoarding.
Amen.
Do you know what hoarding tells me? People are not trusting the Lord for their provision. They don't believe that God is able to take care of them. And unfortunately, it's not just the unbelievers that are hoarding. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Fear brings with it a spirit of bondage, but adoption brings an understanding of who our Heavenly Father is and what He will do. Adoption brings protection. Adoption brings provision. And adoption brings guardianship. In Daniel chapter 3, there's an amazing story. You can read it for yourself. I'll just hit the highlights. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three young Hebrew men, who because of their refusal to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar's false god, they ended up being threatened and ultimately thrown into a fiery furnace. So the king gets mad. He heats the furnace 7 times hotter than normal and has Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the fire. Now, this is certain death for the three Hebrew men. In fact, the fire is so hot that it instantly burns to death the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. But what about them? What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What happened to them? Daniel chapter 3, starting with verse 23, says this, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' 'Look,' he answered, 'I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" Amen. Amen. "The king declared, 'We threw three into the fire, but who's that fourth guy? Who's that other guy? He looks like the Son of God.'" Listen, folks, Jesus did not just show up as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. He showed up on the day that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the fire. They needed a Savior. They were thrown in the fire, and Jesus showed up. And He'll show up as your Savior, your Deliverer, even if you need Him right now. Amen? Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." He's the same, folks. He's the same as what we read about in the Word of God. Now, that fiery furnace was just as much a threat to the lives of those men that the coronavirus may be to us. Amen. Jesus was in the fiery furnace with His children back in the Old Testament, and He delivered them from harm and danger. They couldn't even smell smoke on Him.
Right.
And He stands with His children today in the midst of this pandemic, and He will deliver us from harm and danger.
Thank you, Lord.
He's still our Savior. He'll provide all we need: help, peace, protection, strength, blessing, and the faith to have courage when the rest of the world is in calamity.
Amen.
I want us just to stand. I want us to lift our hands and hearts and just magnify Him, because He's God right here and right now.
Yes.
Amen. He's God right here and right now. No one goes before Him, and no one will come after Him. Come on, let's just glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords together. Amen? Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you for the protection you've given us. Thank you for the provision you've given us, Lord God. Thank you that you're in charge, Lord God, of our lives. You have a plan for us. You have a purpose for us. You're not leaving us alone. You're giving us a care and mercy and love. And Lord, you fill us with joy. You fill us with joy overcoming, Lord God. You fill us with joy indescribable, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you that you've taken us and protected us, Lord. Thank you that this virus is coming to naught. Lord, you're going to suddenly show up on the scene. Thank you, Jesus, for your suddenlies. Thank you for praise. Thank you that we can praise you. Thank you that none of this took you by surprise. None of it. Hallelujah. I want us to sing Victory in Jesus before we dismiss. Amen. Can we do that? Y'all ready? I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Everybody sing, on victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. Plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for allowing us to gather today. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. It keeps us strong in times of crisis. It blesses us with your promises of eternal life with you. Lord, nothing can touch us without your consent. Thank you that you're the Lord of our lives. And the plans you have for us will not be brought to naught. They will be completed as you have decided, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to protect us. Lord, I thank you that the majority of people that get this virus are healed. Lord, there's a new thing with our kids. We pray for that. We pray healing for them. And Lord, that you would stop this additional pandemic. Set our country free. Restore our economy. Lord, I know lots of people are suffering financially. Lord, bring us to the place you want us to be. And bring us into revival, Lord. Lord, again, I ask that suddenly you come on the scene and change these things. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Barbara and Kathleen, I have a gift for you, so don't leave without getting that. Joy made it.